This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Wright Automotive has a beautiful 2012 Dodge Grand Caravan SE. MSRP is $23,830. The right price, $19,705. See dealer for details. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or online at WrightAutomotive.com.
Hey, Justin Peoples from Wright Automotive. Do you need service on your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, truck, Jeep, Lincoln, or Ford? You'll find factory-authorized technicians at Wright Automotive. The right vehicle for the right price from the right family. Hillsboro or WrightAutomotive.com.
Operating a successful farm takes more than hard work and determination. It takes smart decision-making from every angle. That's why more farm families turn to Farm Credit each day for all their financial and crop insurance needs. Our 96 years of experience has helped us become more than the nation's leading ag lender. In addition to our specialized staff of ag professionals, we've also developed a unique range of financial products and services that you can use to help manage the financial side of your farming business. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farm families. When you demand success in every field, Farm Credit is the financial expert to turn to. For more information, call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Time for a new set of tires? From now through June 23rd, you can get a $70 MasterCard prepaid card after mail-in rebate when you buy any set of four Michelin brand tires, only at your local Michelin dealer. Find the right Michelin tire and get the expert service you deserve at Taylor Tire and Auto on West Tyler Avenue in Litchfield. See redemption form at participating dealers for complete offer details. Offer expires 6/23/12. Void where prohibited. The card is issued by CTI pursuant to a license from the MasterCard International Incorporated.
And time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show at the end of Open Outcry Trading Friday on the Chicago Board of Trade. July wheat ended up at 680, which is up 17. September wheat closed at 694 and a half, up 16 and a quarter. December wheat closed at 715 and a half, up 15 and a half. July corn Friday closed at 578 and a half, unchanged. September corn closed at 526 and a half, up 8 and a quarter. December corn closed at 521 and a half, up 6 and a half. July soybeans Friday ended up at 1382, up 6. August beans ended at 1362, up 5 and 3 quarter. September beans closed at 1321 and 3 quarter, and that was up 8 and a half. July soybean meal Friday ended at 409.30, down 15. August meal ended up at 395.30, down 15. September meal closed at 382.30, down a nickel. July soybean oil Friday ended at 50.12, up 70. August oil 50.34, up 70. September oil 50.56, up 70. And July oats on Friday closed at 296 and a quarter, down 8 and 3 quarter. September oats closed at 299 and 3 quarter, down 9 and a quarter. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. Illinois country grain prices ended mostly higher on Friday afternoon. Technical trading at the Board of Trade supported grain futures. Many traders even positions before the extended holiday weekend. In the cash grain markets, trading continued to be very slow. The cash corn basis did show some improvement at many river terminals. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 3 cents lower at 597 to 611. Also, soybean bids were mostly 6 cents stronger at 1363 to 1377. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended steady to 3 cents lower at 596 to 627. Soybean bids were up 3 to 7 cents at 1370 to 1384. And the cash wheat bids ended 10 to 13 stronger at 645 to 665. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills reported corn bids mixed, ranging from 604 to 611. Soybeans gained 2 to 6 cents at 1366 to 1378, and wheat prices gained 6 to 12 cents at 654 to 670. Illinois River Bars Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids 1 to 4 cents stronger at 598 to 606. Soybeans gained 6 to 7 cents at 1383 to 1389, while the wheat bids ended 17 cents higher at 660 to 664. East St. Louis Bars Loading Terminal Elevators placed their producer corn bids 8 to 10 cents lower at 614 to 617. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 3 to 5 cents with quotations of 1399 to 1406. Soft red winter wheat gained 2 at 669 to 670, while the Milo ended 11 cents lower at 539 to 540. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Friday, June hogs closed at 85.20, up a dollar. July hogs closed at 86.57, up 55. August hogs closed at 86.62, up 52. June cattle Friday closed at 117.65, down 22. August cattle closed at 119.10, down 70. October cattle closed at 123.50, down 67. August feeder cattle on Friday closed at 158.50, down 35. September feeders closed at 159.47, down 62. And October feeders 160.75, down 42. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Livestock Market Report.
Well, this is Joe Massey with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture's closing livestock report for Friday. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Afternoon Hogs, negotiated purchases of bears and gilts on a carcass basis totaled 5,200 head today. They traded 9 cents higher from $70 to $84 with a weighted average of $80.53. And in Illinois today, there was 11,300 head of bears and gilts sold. Primal cutout value for a loin was down 23 cents today at $77.97. The Illinois Direct Slaughter Sow and Bull Report, sows traded steady with U.S. 1s and 3s under 400 pounds from 42 to 44, 4 to 5 weights from $43 to $46, and over 500 pounds traded from $45 to $50. Illinois Direct Bears and Gilts traded steady again this morning from $55 to $58. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection for Friday, hogs are at 392,000 on the day. That's down 8,000 from last week and down 2,000 from last year. Cattle are at 124,000 on the day. That's down 3,000 from last week and down 5,000 from the same time last year. The USDA's estimated box beef choice cutout values, there's a total of 128 fabricated loads and 49 trim loads. Choice carcasses were down 93 cents at $1.94.63, while select fell $1.38 at $185.46, leaving the choice select spread at $9.17. At the Walnut Livestock Auction on Thursday, they had 245 head on offer. Compared to last week, all classes of slaughter steers and heifers traded steady, while cows were $10 lower. Choice steers traded from $1.21.5 to $1.26.25, while choice Holsteins were at $1.11.5 to $1.15.50. Choice heifers from $1.20.75 to $1.24.75. In the slaughter cow division, they had breaking type cows at $93 and boning type cows from $85 to $90. Again, this has been Joe Massey. Now back to the main studios of WSMI.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange on Friday. Butter closed at 138 and three quarter unchanged. Block cheese closed at 157, up 6 3/4. Barrel cheese closed at 147 unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk on Friday ended at 1580. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for May, $5.99. For June, $5.86. Corn delivered to Scottville for May, $5.99. For June, $5.78. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for May, $13.68. For June, $13.75. Wheat delivered to Scottville for May, $6.34. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield and Scottville, $5.99. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $13.68. Wheat at Scottville, $6.34. And that's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Monday, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro, by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
M&M Service Company is now treating soybeans with the seed treatments to help you get the highest yield and best stand possible. Treating soybeans is the most effective way to protect your soybean stand against seedling diseases and insects while also providing early vigor. M&M also offers inoculant treatments. Your soybean crop is worth more today than ever before, and it makes sense to protect and enhance it with a seed treatment from M&M Service. Ask your crop specialist about the advantages of having your soybeans treated today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of need.
Partly cloudy skies today, a slight chance of a shower, high temperatures in the low 90s, southwest winds gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of showers, low temperatures in the upper 60s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny and cooler, high temperatures in the mid 80s. And your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy and cooler, a slight chance of showers Wednesday and Thursday, low temperatures in the mid 50s. High temperatures in the low 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, light south winds, the barometric pressure steady, our temperature 71 degrees under partly cloudy skies. All served by the White City Water System, a boil water order until further notice. Also Montgomery County Water Company customers on Carriker Trail from East 20th Road to East 24th Avenue, a boil water order also until further notice. It's 6:20 on this Monday morning. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield and by the Litchfield National Bank. First of all, in our farm news, we continue our farmer checks on WSMI. We talked to Kevin Neiman of North Litchfield Township, and he said things look good.
Well, things are starting to improve. It was wet early, and I guess it's dry, and now everybody's ready for rain, but things are coming on looking pretty good. I think everybody's, for the most part, has their beans in. You guys finishing up, but things are looking good.
Do you have all your beans in now?
Yeah, I finished up over the weekend, so we're ready to move on to the next project now.
Did you get much rain over the weekend?
No, did not get any rain. I know it'll sound like maybe eastern part of Montgomery County maybe had some rain, but maybe western Macoupin, but we were kind of in the middle and didn't get any rain.
The hole in the donut.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
What are those other projects you've got coming up?
Oh, I need to finish up some spraying and things like that. Kind of wash equipment, get it put away, and those kind of things. Mowing roadsides. Some of those projects we do when we get planting all done.
Yeah. You'll be cutting wheat before too long, I expect.
Looks like it. I noticed mine was a little green yet, probably within the next couple of weeks, I would think, something like that. So I know going south the last couple of days seemed like it's quite a bit farther along down that way. So I hadn't heard anybody cutting any yet.
No, probably not. I was on that wheat tour a week before last, and they estimated the yield to be about 56 bushel. What do you think?
Oh, that's probably in the ballpark there. I think some of that wet weather we had in April will probably affect the yield a little bit, test weight probably more. But yeah, that sounds about right.
That's Kevin Neiman. We recently talked to M&M crop consultant Bill Brink, and he commented on the area's wheat crop.
Yeah, the wheat crop, as everyone expected, that walked into the fields. Now, and I say that because as you just drive by some of these wheat fields, they looked good all spring. But, I was a little bit concerned about that, and apparently the folks on the wheat tour here a week or so ago were concerned about it as well. But you get into the field and you notice the flag leaves were almost completely destroyed by disease, and that indicates that we're not going to have a very good yield. And I've mentioned this many times that flag leaf is so important in the yield of a wheat crop. So this didn't really surprise me, and I've talked about this before. If you're serious about growing wheat, I think you need to put a fungicide on in the spring, at about the growth stage 10 or growth stage 10-5-1, something like that, to protect that flag leaf and keep it, working for you as long as you possibly can. Another thing that we had some problems with, aphids spreading barley yellow dwarf, started last fall, and then that barley yellow dwarf overwintered and then took off again this spring, and that caused some problems as well. So, again, a lot of leaf diseases out there. As I mentioned, I've walked in several fields and saw, you know, at least two or three different types of diseases. So it doesn't surprise me that the yield estimate came in at about, what, 56 bushel per acre?
That's what they said, yes.
Something like that. So it didn't really surprise me, and you know, we'll just have to wait and see. And again, you know, if we want to increase that yield, I think we're going to have to do more with fungicides and maybe even insecticide in the fall and possibly in the spring as well.
Can you mix the fungicide and the insecticide together to apply them both at the same time?
Yes, you can. In most cases, you can. Sometimes there's a window, for example, like the Prosaro Caramba fungicide, which does a pretty good job in protecting the plant for leaf scab or fusarium leaf blight. That has to be applied at growth stage 10-5-1, which is pretty late. And it would not be beneficial to put an insecticide on at that time. Usually insecticides need to be applied earlier, much earlier. And in some cases, other fungicides need to be applied earlier as well. But there is a timing issue with some of them. And if you're considering doing this, make sure that you're very clear on the timing of both the insecticide and the fungicide that you're going to apply. Sometimes you might be able to do it. Most of the time, you probably won't be able to do it, though.
Summertime pork promotions are underway, and we have this report from Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News here on WSMI. We spoke recently with Mike Borgic at the Illinois Pork Producers for an update on pork promotion. The Dub Burger campaign in Chicago going strong, and he'll talk more about some more promotions coming down the line this summer for Illinois pork.
The burger efforts are going very strongly up in the Chicagoland area. We are now at three different sports arenas in Chicago. We are at the Soldier Field for the Bears games. We are at the United Center for the Bulls and Blackhawks, plus any other event that they have, which they have concerts and other events there all the time. And also, we are just recently opened up a stand at the, or a part of a stand at the at U.S. Cellular Field for where the White Sox play. So we are expanding out quite a bit in Chicago and at the sports arenas and doing a very good job up there. Things are going very well. In fact, at the United Center, we were initially just at four locations, four concession stands. Well, they were having people requesting it up in their club level suite area, and so it got added to the menu up there as well. So something that we didn't even have to ask for, they started doing on their own because it was selling so well. Unfortunately, the Bulls and the Blackhawks are both out of the playoffs now, so it's so we don't have that additional sales coming in, but we do have all the other activities that they have throughout the year that will help sell the burger up there in Chicago. The future events we have coming up this summer, we've got a normal Corn Belters game. I believe that's in June. It's going to be pork night up there at the normal Corn Belters. We've got a couple other events. We're always trying to be active with the county groups and kind of helping them out with the county fairs, but we've got several promotions actually again up in Chicago on May 26th. Actually, we are going to be at U.S. Cellular Field doing a tailgate up there for a White Sox game. Then in June, also June 29th, I believe. No, I'm sorry, June 30th. We are going to be in Chicago again for a Lincoln Park Zoo event, promoting the pork burger up there as well. So we got a lot of stuff going on. We do a lot of stuff in Chicago, obviously, because that's such a major marketplace for us. And so we are continuing to do that. And before you know it, it's going to be August and State Fair will be here. And so we will be out there every day during the fair like we have been, and serving our great pork chop sandwiches or pork chop on a stick. And of course, we added bacon a couple years ago, and that's always a popular thing. So it's been a really great summer so far, you know, a spring summer kind of feels like. And so we're hoping this weather continues throughout the fair so that we can have a great fair again this year.
Mike Borgic with the Illinois Pork Producers. For WSMI, I'm Rita Frazier.
And right now, we'll update the hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
Well, it's kind of a mixed situation on hog markets. First of all, hog prices didn't do too badly, more or less steady this week with the week before. Carcass prices right around $80 per hundredweight, and live prices in the mid-50s. Unfortunately, cutout value took a big hit. Pork cutout ended the week around $78.20 per hundredweight, down $4.48 from the week before. Loins and ham sharply lower. Pork bellies higher, which isn't unusual at this time of year. Futures market also down $2 to $3 this week. So although hogs held steady, not a good outlook for the coming week on the hog prices. As far as hog weights, they continue to be heavy. Iowa, Minnesota average live weight last week, 276.1 pounds. That's up 5.2 pounds from a year ago. The 26th consecutive week, weights have been heavier than a year ago. Hog slaughter for the week up a short 2%, it looks like, based upon preliminary estimates. USDA released cold storage report for the last day of April this week. 659.5 million pounds of pork in cold storage. That's up 20% from a year ago and the most since April 2008. May sound negative, but recent years has been sort of a positive correlation between pork and cold storage and exports. And in fact, that April 2008 previous high in frozen pork was right before we set a record in May of 2008 on pork exports. So sometimes extra pork and cold storage is just an indication it's being accumulated for export.
And that was Dr. Ron Plain of the University of Missouri. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Memorial Day Monday morning, in 1904, an elevator was built in the town of Atlanta, just south of Bloomington Normal. It was closed in the mid-70s. In the early 90s, a few of the townsfolk decided to save the aging building, and it's now on the Registry of Historic Places in the United States. Todd Gleason has this tour of the J.H. Hawes Elevator and Museum with Marge and James Coleman.
The engine came from the Eminence Grain and Coal Company, which is about 3.5-4 miles out of town, and it was restored by Dean May. And he put it back in really wonderful condition, and that's how it got here. A lot of volunteer work has gone in. The bricks in the engine building were all cleaned by volunteers in the cold old days. And we've had a lot of people volunteer their help on laying bricks and carrying mortar and fixing windows, and we have tried to keep it as historically as possible.
Well, I guess we might say it's just we enjoy showing people how it used to be done. I can't say primitive way, but somewhere between primitive and modern day, it was done through houses like this. Well, they stopped on the scale platform with the load originally, and then after they weighed and cleared the scale house, they'd drive on up in here and stop on the dump logs, and they'd trip it and run the load down in the pit. End of the leg, up in the bend.
The scales came from out in the country, and I was just riding my bike in the morning downtown, and there were four people walking around, and I had a feeling they had been from here, and I stopped and visited with them. To make a long story short, we came over in the afternoon, and the scales in the scale house was from a farm out in the country, and they didn't know their dad very well because their parents had divorced. And when they looked down in the scales, there was their dad's name with grain that he had brought to that farmer, and he kept all the list of grain and the weights. And I soon saw tears in their eyes. The city hall and the library, when they're open, you can always get someone there to call one of us who have a key to open it and show you around. It's always open during June, July, and August on Sunday afternoons from 1 to 3. But if anybody comes through, most people in town know who to call and get the elevator open. And I ride my bike around a lot, and I've gone home and gotten the key many a time, brought people down here, and I've had a wonderful time showing the elevator.
And here are a few facts and figures about the machinery in the J.H. Hawes Crane Elevator Museum. The old gas engine that operates the elevator runs at 400 RPM, puts out 10 horsepower. The pulley system inside the building is driven by a single rope. It's 280 feet long. The capacity of the elevator, 29,000 bushel. For more information about the museum, you can go to www.haweselevator.org. Hawes spelled H-A-W-E-S. Some other reminders on this Memorial Day Monday morning, the Star Shooters 4-H Club of Nokomis will have a food drive. They'll be accepting non-perishable food items and unopened personal hygiene products at the Nokomis Public Library through Wednesday at 12 noon. Part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Memorial Day Monday morning, brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield, and by the Litchfield National Bank.